94.5 PST.
I do not want you to judge me for this.
Now, it's time for the Cruise Court.
All right, here we go. Today, we have exes, Alicia and Paul, and they are battling over something that has Alicia absolutely fired up. Now, Alicia admits she doesn't think this is the steamiest cruise court that we've ever agreed to, Joe. But she's looking for some backup here, right, Alicia?
Absolutely. Exactly. Look, I know most of your cases are like relationship problems and weddings and people acting crazy, but I'm really mad and I need people to tell me I'm not being crazy.
Okay, fair enough. So, okay, tell everybody what happened.
So my ex-husband, Paul, had our son for the weekend, and our son is six. I'm not going to say his name. He dropped him off Sunday night with a completely different haircut. And I didn't know anything about it until after it was done.
Okay.
Yeah, his hair was long. It was really cute. You know, exactly how I like it, exactly how he likes it. Paul took him to the barber, never asked me, never mentioned it to me, never consulted me, nothing. And all of a sudden, my kid has this completely different haircut. He looks like a different kid.
Okay. Paul, you want to defend yourself?
First of all, completely different is dramatic. You know, it's a haircut. It grows back.
That's when somebody's saying something like that, Paul, I got to warn you, that's usually what they say right before they're in trouble, right?
Exactly. And it's not just a haircut. It's our child. You don't make decisions like that, any kind of major decision, without talking to the other parent.
Why? You never asked me before you take him for haircuts?
Because it's a trim. I don't get him to get his hair completely hacked off his head.
His hair was hanging over his eyes. It's almost July. The kid's sweating every time he stepped outside.
Okay, so what was your thought process, Paul?
I was getting my hair cut. You know, he was with me. You know, it was just convenient, I guess. You know, the barber asked if he wanted one too. And, you know, he said yes. You know, end of story to me.
And the story should have been a text message to the other parent.
All right, so let's get a little ranking here. On a scale of 1 to 10, Alicia, like, how shocked and angry were you when he got out of the car?
Oh, I know, like an 11. I almost didn't recognize him.
That's ridiculous.
No, what is ridiculous is you thinking you get to make a decision like that all by yourself without consulting anyone else.
What's ridiculous is acting like I got him a face tattoo. It's a summer haircut.
All right. I got to give it to you because, you know, this has grown back a little bit faster than, you know, than the other opportunity there. Yeah.
Listen, it's not that. It's the principle of the thing. We co-parent. Co-parent. We should both make this decision together.
All right. Then let's both get a say going forward, because somehow I only hear about haircuts after they've already happened.
Ooh, okay. Oh. So now we're kind of opening old co-parenting wounds here.
Yeah, I mean, we're hitting a communication issue where I don't know that haircuts are quote-unquote the issues.
All right, so here's the debate here from what I'm understanding. Alicia says Paul should have consulted her before getting their son's haircut. Big changes, right, require both parents to agree. Paul says it's a haircut. The kid needed one, and he's never been consulted before when Alicia gets it done. So, okay, who's right here? We're going to put you guys on hold. We're going to open the phones. We're going to get votes, and then we'll bring you back for the final decision. Is that okay?
Works for
Sounds
me.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, hold on.
Everyone's on hold.
Joe, you don't understand. When she contacted me, she was like hot
she just
about this.
Cruise court, normally there's like a wager. Like, we will do this, we won't do this. This is, she just wants to be validated. The verdict today is she validated or is she not?
Right.
Okay.
You know, obviously I'm a mom. Disagree with the dad on some things. We're together. Obviously, if John and I are married, we're not exes. But I do think there needs to be consultation between big decisions with the kids. I mean, I know it's a little different because they don't live together. They're not together. But I do kind of hear, Joe, that he says, you never consult me when you have his haircut. Why would I consult you when he gets his haircut?
All right.
You know what I mean? He did have kind of a strong point on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, who's side are you on?
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call now. Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
It's Chris and the crew. We're doing Cruise Court here on 94.5 PST. We have exes in Cruise Court today. Alicia and Paul were married. They have a child. I think she said he was six, right?
She said six, yeah.
So the son went to be with dad, with Paul, for the weekend, and he came back with a new haircut, and she's pissed.
Chopped off.
Chopped off. She said it was cute and long, and now she didn't even recognize him when he got out of the car. I think it's important to say that she thinks he should have consulted her, but he says, but wait, you never consult me when you get his haircut.
Yep.
So there's that. All right, let's go to the phones. Tracy's in Princeton. Whose side are you on?
I see both sides, but I do, A, think there is a deeper issue, and it is not just his haircut, and two, or B, your co-parenting cannot be unequally yoked. If you want him to consult you about his haircut, you need to be doing the same.
Yeah, I
love the way you said that, Tracy. Thank you.
And you know what? Tracy actually is saying exactly what I was thinking, that it seems like there's more to this.
Well, yeah,
but it's not just about the haircut, but yeah, they may have had other issues in communication. You know what I mean? All right, let's go to Kelly in Bristol. Did she drop off? Kelly in Bristol dropped off.
Yeah.
Okay, she was on his side, so Kelly, we are going to count her vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Christine's in Cranberry. Whose side are you on?
His.
Okay, tell me why.
I think there's bigger fish to fry out there, and the kid said he wanted it. They were there at convenience. I think there's just much more that they should be concerned about when it comes to their child.
Pick your battles is what
I tend to say.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Vidya in West Windsor. Whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm on his side. It's a haircut. It's going to grow back. I think you have to be worried about bigger things.
You know what it is? Moms like to
control the image of the child.
I don't want to say the word control, but it is kind of a control thing. And dads don't think these things through a lot of the times, and moms do.
That's unfair to argue, though. There are some fathers that think it through a lot more than some mothers. I will argue on the other side of that. Yeah. I would say what you're saying is typically there's one parent that thinks it through and one parent that doesn't.
Lori in Columbus in the app chat does say, I'm on his side, especially since she doesn't consult with him. I think that's the argument that's going to win this thing for him, Joe.
I think that's the best side.
All right, I'm getting back on.
Okay. Hey, guys, you there?
It seems really obvious here. All right, Alicia and Paul, you guys have decided that whatever we decide is going to be your final decision, right?
That's right.
Meaning, you know, however it settles is kind of what the plan is moving forward on this. Chris, what's the final percent?
The final percent is 79% on his side on this one. Only because it seems like, Alicia, you don't ask him about the haircuts. You know what I mean? So it's not a two-way street.
They trim like half an inch off the end of the hair.
I know. I hear you, Mom. I do hear you. Mom to mom here, but it is on his side on this one. Joe, did you hear this 900-pound time capsule is on its way to Philadelphia to be buried for America's 250th?
No, actually. Are we opening one as well, or we're just burying one?
No. This one is being buried. This has been created to celebrate the 250th anniversary of, you know, America and our independence. So it's just been sealed shut, and it's headed to Philadelphia. It's going to be buried next month. It's going to be dug up in 250 years, which is 2276.
Don't think either of us will be here.
It's 900 pounds. I mean, it's huge. It's made of stainless steel. Going to be covered with a secondary cylinder to trap, you know, air and push out any water. The stuff inside, they're saying, are at 35% relative humidity. I mean, this is like serious stuff because they want the stuff to be okay when it's eventually, you know, dug up.
Yeah.
This is so interesting.
Do we know what's in it, or are they not telling us?
We do know. This is what I was just reading online, that there's postcards, letters, posters, poems from kids in different states all over the country.
I remember there was a contest to represent your state for this, and I thought, who's going to tell them in 250 years to know to even open it? That's beyond your great-great-grandkids. You have to assume that, like, where are they keeping, you know what I mean? Where are they keeping this? This has to be passed down.
Some states send flags, state coins, pins, artwork, like things like that. I think this is so cool.
I look forward to the next time the Eagles win a championship somehow, some way. We'll all dig that thing up and open it prematurely because in Philadelphia, we like to destroy things.
Yeah, we know what happens here.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, we say good morning to a returning player, Beatrice, down in Mount Laurel. Good morning, Beatrice.
Good morning, everybody.
You heard Chris lost yesterday, right?
No, I missed it yesterday.
Well, she lost.
I didn't listen.
It's good that you missed it because it was sad.
I listen every day, and yesterday I didn't get a chance. But I'm sorry. But I'm excited that maybe your streak is cold.
Huh. So, yeah.
Right. We can make it a 2-day losing streak.
Could be. So good luck. I'm going to get out of here so you can have your privacy, and I'll be back, okay?
No problem. Good luck.
Oh, I pressed the wrong button. There we go. Okay, I was trying to turn off Chris's mic. All right, Beatrice, you there? We're ready to go. Question number one. Here we go. The Knicks championship parade is today in New York City after they won the finals on Saturday night. Now, it became a viral trend, right? The Knicks won the best of seven series in how many games?
Four.
You want to lock in four? All right.
Yeah.
Number two. Speaking of the Knicks, Alicia Keys is going to perform at the parade today. Name any Alicia Keys song.
This girl is on fire.
I like that you sang it. I love that you sang it. I'm locking that in. And the third and final question, Father's Day is on Sunday. Name the TV show with the famous TV dad, Peter Griffin.
Peter Griffin is Family Guy.
Lock it in. All right, Can't Beat Chris this morning, powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. I will be there tonight for another trivia night. Your chance tonight to win concert tickets, 5 rounds of pop culture trivia. Come say hey. We're going to have a lot of fun. Thirsty Thursday drink specials, too. We love it there at Al's. It's where the locals go in Ewing. You ready, Chris?
Sure am.
All right, Chris, your quiz starts right now. Chris, number one, the Knicks championship parade is today in New York City after they won the finals on Saturday night. Now, it became a viral trend with every celebrity saying the phrase and stuff. The Knicks won the best of seven series in how many games?
Knicks in five.
Knicks in five is the correct answer. They did lose that one game, so it was Knicks in five.
I actually do know a lot about this because my son is a huge fan.
The poet was the one who inspired the... Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Number two. Speaking of the Knicks, Alicia Keys is going to perform at the parade. Name any Alicia Keys song.
Well, can I say the one she's performing? Empire State of Mind?
Empire State of Mind is one of them.
Okay.
Beatrice said Girl on Fire. In fact, Beatrice sang Girl on Fire and it was very
good.
Whoa.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Both of those are correct answers.
I mean, I know Empire State of Mind is sort of Jay-Z's too, but it's also hers.
So. Maybe Jay-Z will be a surprise guest. TBD on that. All right, the third and final question, Chris. Father's Day is Sunday. Name the TV show with the famous TV dad, Peter Griffin.
Oh, crap. I have heard of Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin is a cartoony show, right? So that would be... I know it's not Simpsons. Is it Family Guy?
Ooh, eek that one. Ouch.
Is it?
Beatrice and Bowie and Jen.
Oh, my God.
Family Guy it was. You both said Family Guy. Unfortunately, Beatrice, that means today Chris wins by a score of 3-2. Can you say it, Beatrice?
I can. I'm Beatrice from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and I can't beat Chris. I was close, but I couldn't beat him.
You were not close.
Didn't get it done today. We got you a copy of Olivia Rodrigo's brand new album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love.
Oh, God, she's getting pulled over.
Are you getting pulled over, Beatrice?
No.
It was
no. Let him go.
All right. The album is courtesy of Interscope Records. On sale now wherever you get music.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So, yeah, Sabrina Carpenter right there. She just was granted a restraining order against the guy that kept showing up at her L.A. home. His name is William Applegate, which is so weird because my uncle's name is William Applegate. And every time I see it and hear it, I'm like, oh, my God.
My uncle's been stalking Sabrina.
It's so jarring. Anyway, so the judge ordered him to stay 100 yards away from Sabrina and also her sister and her sister's boyfriend for the next 5 years. I don't know what that's about, but maybe they're at Sabrina's home a lot and that's where he shows up. So maybe she's just protecting her sister. But yeah, that's how that's going down. Okay, so we know the economy sucks, right? Here's how you can adjust and still have some fun. Just saw this online. It's pretty interesting. So you can go to happy hour instead of like going full-fledged out to dinner because, you know, you can still eat pretty good and the prices are a lot lower. You may have to go a little earlier than you would have gone out, but it's still a good compromise if you like to go out. You could order takeout That way you're not spending as much on drinks because you got alcohol at home. And then, you know, no tip and things like that.
Ordering takeout, the big key is pick up.
Well, exactly.
If you can pick
up. No DoorDash, no Grubhub, anything, because there's all fees with those. Host parties at home. I'm kind of embracing this and I'm kind of loving this, to be honest. Although that way I have to keep my house clean. Kind of keeps me honest. But like, we're having people over this weekend. And last night I was looking around going, oh God, I'm going to have to clean this house. I'm going to start doing it today for
you
Saturday.
You have to, yeah, for a Saturday gig, yeah.
Yeah. Drink at home. Buy fewer drinks when you go out. So, I mean, you can still go out and have some fun. You just do it a little less. So there's a new trailer out for the new Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Brand New Day. We get our first look at Mark Ruffalo's, you know, Dr. Bruce Banner, Hulk. We also catch glimpses of Punisher, the Scorpion, and Zendaya's MJ. Of course, Tom Holland stars her husband. We just found out that they did get secretly married. He stars, of course, as Peter Parker. It's hitting theaters July 31st. It's on YouTube, so go find it on YouTube. And the popcorn buckets have been revealed. Joe, this is a thing now. That these elaborate popcorn buckets come out with all the movies. So I think the craziest one, we've got it up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story so you can see them. The Cinemark one has, it looks like it's a web being slung, but it's like a web-shaped popcorn bowl and it's held by a hand that's the drink holder, like the Spider-Man hand. You know what I mean? Like that motion that he makes like when he slings the web. Yeah. So that's go check it out. Like I said, it's on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. Right there's the scoop. It's Chris and the crew, Chris and Joe. So we're debating what to do for John for Father's Day this weekend. And, you know, just kicking around all kinds of ideas. And one of the ideas was breakfast in bed. John works hard. He's got two jobs. He's on every committee, this and that. So give him a chance to relax.
If you're new here, talking Chris's husband's name is John. I just wanted to clarify you.
That guy I live with. Joe, do you like breakfast in bed?
I like to eat everything in bed. Oh. I eat everything in bed and I change the sheets a few times a week as a result.
Ugh. You know me. Joe stayed at my house. He did some house sitting at my house. And I told him my rule. What's my rule, Joe?
No food upstairs.
No period. Food on the second floor.
Period.
Although my daughter, Bailey, sometimes breaks that rule because she has her, you know, obviously in her room is her makeup mirror and stuff. So she tends to like toast a bagel, which is the crummiest thing.
That's a crummy food.
You could ever imagine. And she likes to bring it upstairs. So she kind of eats while she's putting on her makeup, you know what I mean, in the morning. And I'm like, ugh. To me, breakfast in bed equals mess. You could be the neatest eater. You're still getting crumbs where you sleep. Or you could spill something. Like, I don't.
So this is not a romantic gesture for you at all.
Not a romantic gesture. And not that Father's Day is romantic. I don't even know if it has to do with romance for me. It just has to do with, I don't think food belongs in bedrooms.
I change my sheets regularly. I wipe the crummies out of the bed when I do it. I try to eat bed-friendly foods. Like, there are some foods that don't make a crumb.
What is a bed-friendly
food? Anything that basically goes directly into your mouth,
okay,
right?
Okay, so, like, no chips.
No chips.
Like that.
Yeah, anything that's not crummy. Anything that's not crunchy, non-crunchy foods are good.
Are you having spaghetti in your bed?
No, because that's messy. I'm a messy eater, so no. Something more bland. Like, I'll tell you what. I would do a full cracker if it's one of the bite-sized. Like, I'll eat goldfish in bed. Because they can go right from bag into mouth.
Okay, so there's no possibility for crumbs, you're saying.
I'll eat a goldfish in bed. I would eat something. I would eat, I have a tray. I would eat a full, something with a fork and spoon, but I'm messy, so I might not.
Do you have one of those trays that have legs on it that are basically made for bed? Mm-hmm. You know, you put up the legs and it kind of goes.
It sits on your lap.
I don't get it. I don't get the whole breakfast in bed thing. Would you want this would you want someone to do this for you, bring you breakfast in bed? Have you? Give us a call, 609-243. It's Chris and Joe. So is breakfast in bed a thing in your house? We were kind of kicking it around as an idea for Father's Day this weekend. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not a fan.
Chris is like any food in the bedroom.
Yeah, I have a rule kind of in my house. I mean, not that everybody follows the rule, but no food on the second floor. I just don't think where we sleep and where we bathe and stuff, there needs to be crumbs and food and stickiness. And you know how I am about being sticky. If I get my hand, like I just had a banana in here.
She'll go wash
it. I got to wash my hands. Yeah. Like I can't stand being sticky. And then to have my sheets and my, ugh, I don't know.
I will say, I say this lovingly, Chris. Much like me, you are a messy eater, so I think that's why you can't envision people eating a bed
maybe.
Either.
Maybe. I don't want crumbs everywhere. You know what helping. I mean? All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Gabby and Cherry Hill on the line. Hey.
Listen, tip culture is already crazy, and now
that
we're
is
talking
the wrong
about
one. Oh, but yeah, I don't know where that was coming from.
Gabby.
Gabby. Actually, let's move
on. Is Gabby on the other
let's
line
move on
there?
To
okay, let's go to Jeff.
Jeff, yeah, there
in
we go.
Warminster. Hey, Jeff.
You know, breakfast in bed is my signature move. You know, birthdays, anniversaries, it means breakfast in bed. You know, it's the ultimate romantic move. You know, I love it too myself. You know, you don't have to get out of bed, you know, to have breakfast and let, you know, someone's serving it to me. You know, I'm all in.
Somebody's serving it.
Gabby's back, I think.
Listen to you.
Hey, Gabby, you there?
Hi.
Thanks.
Breakfast in bed. Listen, it is such a romantic movie thing. But all I think about is the crumbs I have to vacuum out of the bed afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah, not my thing. Because unless it's in a movie where someone else is going to do all the vacuuming and cleaning up. Now, sitting on the couch in my pajamas having breakfast after catching up on my shows, that I like.
I'm with you on that one. That is kind of like a Hallmark movie, the whole breakfast in bed thing, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Tracy in Bristol. Hey, Tracy.
So the first time I got breakfast in bed, I discovered how awkward it is. Like, have you ever tried to balance coffee on like a tray in your bed? I just think that it is so much easier to just eat sitting up on a table and chair. And if you spill anything, there you go. You have to do your entire bedspread, your entire sheets, pillowcases, and everything.
All right.
Yep, I hear that. All right, now let's go to Anne Marie in Burlington.
Hi, listen, breakfast in bed is a wonderful thing. I'm a mom, so anytime that there's a breakfast to be eaten that I didn't have to make, that is the number one favorite breakfast of the world. And when you have kids, I'm sorry, breakfast in bed, food in your bed is inevitable. Kids coming in the middle of the night wanting a snack, and either you're going to sit up in the living room or you're going to let them eat it in your bed so you can go back to sleep. So breakfast in bed, number one.
Ooh. All right, now I'm in the app chat. Excuse me. Alex Manalapan says, yeah, I have to say no interest in breakfast in bed for me. I'm not a father yet, but wouldn't want breakfast in bed. I get acid reflux, so it's best for me to be upright when I'm eating.
Okay, that's true.
Well, you can be upright. You know, they have those pillows. What do they call them? Husbands?
Yeah, like the body huggers or whatever.
And I do have one of them. I don't know. It's just a weird thing for me.
So are you willing to break the rule in your house, or are you not going to consider
it? We haven't decided yet.
Okay.
We haven't decided. I'll let you know.
Is your husband one of those people that likes to go out for breakfast?
He does.
Okay. Well, then maybe that's your better bet.
He does, yeah.
It'll be very busy, but maybe that's your better bet.
Joe, did you hear this 900-pound time capsule is on its way to Philadelphia to be buried for America's 250th?
No, actually. Are we opening one as well, or we're just burying one?
No. This one is being buried. This has been created to celebrate the 250th anniversary of, you know, America and our independence. So it's just been sealed shut, and it's headed to Philadelphia. It's going to be buried next month. It's going to be dug up in 250 years, which is 2276.
Don't think either of us will be here.
It's 900 pounds. I mean, it's huge. It's made of stainless steel. Going to be covered with a secondary cylinder to trap, you know, air and push out any water. The stuff inside, they're saying, are at 35% relative humidity. I mean, this is like serious stuff because they want the stuff to be okay when it's eventually, you know, dug up.
Yeah.
This is so interesting.
Do we know what's in it, or are they not telling us?
We do know. This is what I was just reading online, that there's postcards, letters, posters, poems from kids in different states all over the country.
I remember there was a contest to represent your state for this. And I thought, who's going to tell them in 250 years to know to even open it? That's beyond your great, great grandkids. You have to assume that, like, where are they keeping, you know what I mean? Where are they keeping this? This has to be passed down.
Some states send flags, state coins, pins, artwork, like things like that. I think this is so cool.
I look forward to the next time the Eagles win a championship somehow, some way. We'll all dig that thing up and open it prematurely because in Philadelphia, we like to destroy things.
Yeah, we know what happens here.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So, you know, we told you earlier in the week that Jelly Roll had filed for divorce from Bunny XO, his wife. He's done, Joe. He removed every reference of her from his Instagram. His bio is different, everything. It almost makes me wonder whether if something specific happened that we don't know about, because he seems done.
Yeah, well, a lot of times when you are, you don't want, you always say that that's how you were when you went through a breakup.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of did scrub everything just to make it easier. So Crumble going old school for Father's Day this year with a dessert lineup that kind of has everybody buzzing. So they've got this root beer float cookie that sounds kind of good, actually. Cookies and cream grill it cookie. I wonder if it looks like a grill. I haven't seen it yet. And then they have the everything but the dad jokes cookie.
That's funny.
It's cute. So they're available from now until Saturday. You know, the menu's always changing. You can get them actually as part of a little like Father's Day bundle that comes with some like festive packaging for dad. So that'd be kind of easy. Just show up at Crumbler's one in Nassau Park. I mean, they're kind of all over the place. And in Hamilton Marketplace too. And you don't even have to wrap it. It comes in that cute little box. They got a little Father's Day thing going for you. It's done. Dad would like that.
Basic.
Yeah, Dad likes cookies, right? Okay, so listen to this. We're hearing some buzz that Taylor Swift may be writing a song for Travis for their wedding. Joe, what'd you hear about this?
I heard that. So the other night, Monday night, she was at this Electric Lady recording studio where she's recorded a bunch of her albums like Lover, Midnights and stuff there. The Haim sisters were with her. They were in there overnight for like 9 hours.
Yeah, I heard they were there for like a marathon session. I saw them emerging, coming out. They were very secretive.
One Hollywood reporter is saying Taylor is creating a once-in-a-lifetime experience for her wedding guests. Mm. People fully expect there to be a musical moment.
So this is going to be a concert? I gotta be honest, I thought this would be opposite what a concert would be. Very intimate, but it's not shaking up like that. Unless this is all what we're supposed to hear, and it's going to be some super secret intimate ceremony, and we just don't know it.
We don't know either way, honestly. Or she's surprising Travis with some random song. Huh. I don't know.
Interesting. Maybe they'll sing their vows.
Yeah.
And Sabrina Carpenter has been granted a restraining order. This guy kept showing up at her house in L.A., scared her. So a judge ordered him to stay 100 yards away. And also, this is interesting. We don't always hear about this. The restraining order is also for her sister, Sarah, and Sarah's boyfriend, George, for the next 5 years.
I wonder what that's about.
I wonder if it's just because Sarah spends a lot of time at Sabrina's house, and that's where he keeps showing up, that they're scared of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could be. All right, there's the scoop, right? Or two, or three. There's some rules that you got to follow. I don't know if you're aware of these. It's Chris and Joe. Good morning. Joe, how many group chats do you have?
Oh, too many to count. We're trying to break up with an old group chat and make a new one. So, yeah.
Wait, like a side group chat?
Every iteration of my friend group, let's say I have 10 friends in the main chat. Every iteration of the other, of all of us are in some other side chat for different purposes.
You know, that is allowed. One of the rules is it's okay to have some side chats. It's just kind of natural.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're good on that one. So some of these commandments, I saw them in Glamour magazine. Thou shalt receive consent before making changes to the group.
We don't always, we've gotten in trouble. So that includes adding people to the group,
no,
by the way.
That's what I'm really talking about. If you're going to add people, you need to get the group's consent before you do that. Yeah. The next one is, thou shall not lurk. Lurking is annoying. Participate or leave.
Yep.
If you're on it, you better be chiming in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to chime in when the group chat goes off at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday.
No.
But you have to go off, you know, at some point in the week.
Well, and that leads me to another one. So the other one is, thou mayest skim unread messages if the number of notifications is greater than 20.
Oh, for me, it's 50.
So me, I'll come in and, you know, obviously I've been at work. Like a few of my friends in my one group chat, they don't work on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They have their Fridays off. Obviously, I'm working until the afternoon. So when I jump on that group chat, there's 50 messages that I've missed. And now we say catching up, and I'll go, but I don't have to answer them.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of caught up to speed.
Yeah.
I'll check, whatever. But you're allowed to skim. You don't have to answer all of them if you're like at least 20 behind. And let's see, thou shalt not keep gossip a secret. You owe your friends the gossip if you're in the group chat.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Thou shalt not leave the chat without a notification. That's the last one.
Yeah, that's awkward. If you just get a notification, somebody left. It's like, what did I do?
No, you got to say either there's drama, I don't want to be a part of it, or there's too many notifications while I'm at work. I mean, that's fair.
But you can also just mute all of them. That's really, and you can't get butt hurt. You can't, you got a thick skin in 2026.
That's it. That's the last one. Thou shalt not take the group chat too seriously.
Got to have thick skin.
Yeah.